Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
The next session is a work in progress on affluence. I'm David Theodore. I'm currently a doctoral student at Harvard University. A couple of housekeeping things that I'll announce again later, but I'll say them now. Lunch is available for everyone. Same deal as yesterday. Pick up your box in the colonnade, and if there's not space there, you're also invited to go to the fourth floor of the Marcus's building, 41 Cooper, to eat there. So, and be back here at 1:30 for the keynote lecture on QuantiCon at 1:30. But I'll make that announcement again afterwards. A second housekeeping thing is we will hopefully, depending on our speaker's pace, have time for questions afterwards. But I would remind you that starting this afternoon there are panel sessions, so all of the presenters in affluence will be back here at 2:30. So if you have questions, write them down as well if we don't have to get to them afterwards today in the morning. All right. Our first speaker is Antonino Saggio. He too many things to say quickly. Simple things. He is the founder of the book series IT Revolution in Architecture that has some 27 titles in English. The latest one is called Revolution in Architecture, Thoughts on the Paradigm Shift. He holds a professional degree and a diploma of planning from Sapienza University in Rome, a master's from Carnegie, where he also has taught, and a PhD from Sapienza, where he is currently a professor in architectural design and IT. He'll speak today, as you can see, on information is the raw material for the new architecture.
Thank you, David. How much time? 20 minutes, okay.
I'll give you a sign.
Good. So 20 minutes. I want to do a service to this conference. So I decided to give a talk really close to the title of the conference. The important thing for me is that the material is always in the web, so it's important that whoever is interested to look at the material will know how to do. You just Google my name, you are in this page. This is my own page. And always I put, oh, this is a nice picture, by the way. And there is an hidden link that in this case is this one, blank, and here we are in the material that I'm going to present today. Actually, there is not much visual material because we are trying to go into the definition of the term information. I figured that for a conference that has in its title life information, and in its whole statement was really around this concept, was important to provide a little service to the conference, to all of us, that is trying to share a possible useful definition of information for us. So that's the scope. Try to focus on the word useful. We as architects and as designers, we need keys to go on and to open doors in our activities. So it's important that the concept that we are using reveals themselves useful. If they are not useful, you don't care. We put it aside. In my experience, this definition of information is revealed quite useful. So I hope it will be useful for you too. But that is the key concept. A little artifact. How this whole thing of finding a definition for information was of interest. Well, the little story is this one, that the second book of my book series, actually the first book in English, was called Information Architecture. And it is by Gera Schmidt, that was for years colleague of mine at Carnegie Mellon, and then he made a very, very, very important chair at ETH Zurich, and actually is vice president there. And in this book, the book was written in English, and it is, has been translated in Italian, and of course, myself as editor, I will retouch the text here and there. And in the Italian edition, I add one phrase to make the concept of the title stronger, and I wrote that information is the raw material for a new generation of architecture, of the new architecture. So that idea of information as raw material is absolutely clear for whoever is in our field, and we share that profound conviction that real information is the raw material, what we are doing today with information technology. But when somebody else will look at that expression, information raw material of a new architecture, is frightening. Actually, it's really erratic. It's something that is completely unconceivable. Where if you look from the other point of view, and so I had this discussion with an historian of an older generation, that is called Renato De Fusco, that he probably published around 80 major books in Italy. Basically, he's one of the most productive historians. And at the same time, he edited this magazine, Opcit, since the 60s, that has been a very specialized place of debate of architectural ideas. So basically, in this dialogue of De Fusco, I really had to demonstrate, or in some way show to a person of another generation, why for this present, current generation of architects, really information is the raw material of a new type of architecture. So I have to prove that heresy. In order to do that, I have to proceed in some way, step by step. So I was really trying to express how and why that is so important. So I was working for a definition. So look at this picture, and the first thing that I really need to create was the difference between datum and something that is not datum. So I call datum is the minimum element that modifies a previous situation. The land was brown and now has a white circle on it, a yellow circle actually on it. And by the end, by the way, this image is that one of an aboriginal from Australia making that minimum event or that minimum datum. So the datum, first definition, in this way of thinking, becomes the minimum element that modifies a previous situation. Second step, crucial, everything is crucial from my point of view here in building this position. A datum is the object of multiple conventions. This means a datum must be associated with a well-defined convention in order to have any meaning. Otherwise, we don't understand. That is only a datum. Apply convention to a datum begins the formation of a word. This word formation is important and leads us to the center of the problem and to the third important formulation. Information is the application of a convention to a datum. This formulation it is rather central in the way that we are approaching this matter, and was really absolutely crucial, as you are going to understand, to follow me in the next step, in order to understand really what we are doing today. So information is the application of a convention to a datum. We have to test this position, this definition, otherwise is, you know, can be whatever. Is it useful? Can we do something with it? Does it open doors or just closes doors? How many, in which direction we can go with that definition? Because definition, words, concepts are instruments. If they are useful, we use them. If they are not useful, we put them apart. Or otherwise, definition, notation, citations are a matter of power. They are done in order to impose to another person a power, some type of power. You have to believe in this. I'm not saying you have to believe on this. I'm saying, is it useful? Is it an instrument that will open your way of going and working. So let's see if it is useful. Now let's look at this image and let's ask ourselves, what is it? And the interesting thing that depending on the convention we choose to adopt, that oval, that form, could be a group of smaller points, a letter of the alphabet, the number zero, an oval mathematically defined, the two-dimensional projection of a volume, a whole note, a sprite in a montage, or even a symbol for something else. All this depends on the convention. Our definition functions excellently in this second meaning. So it's really that datum becomes something that we can define as information only in the moment in which we apply a convention and we know in which type of convention we are operating. Now, here comes a very interesting point, that the fundamental passage is that that world of information technology is a world already formalized from the start. In other words, the early question, what is it, referring to the small drawing of the oval, is inconceivable in information technology, because we know just from the start what conventional system that thing has been created. So we know from the very beginning in information technology that it is applying which convention that sign is there. It is a bitmap, it is a vector, it is a lecture, it is something, because the convention is already applied in information technology. So from this comes a very contradiction that says that information technology data do not exist, but instead only and always information. Which seems is a very interesting revolving expression in some way, because you generally think that everything is about data, but actually everything is about information in information technology, because it becomes already formalized. Except, of course, the either-or situation that is at the base of the hardware that allows the whole to move. But from that point on, everything becomes information. Now, from this goes the fifth statement. If in information technology data do not exist, but only information, then in information technology everything is information. This formulated touch on the crux of the problem and takes into account that information is truly information. In constant, dynamic, inexhaustible, moving, becoming, and actually, as we know, growing. It also defined the territory where this occurs as precisely the electronic territory. At this point, it is useful to refer to the Oxford English Dictionary. Inform means put into form, and information is the action of this putting into form. From this definition comes a new decisive proposition. If in information technology everything is information, then number six, the taking shape of information is defined modeling and find its expression in the creation of models, a term that we will discuss shortly. Thus, the model is the form assumed by information, the form into which information becomes modeled. So at this point there is an important step, and the step has a lot of consequences, because from the raw material information we go in an upper level, that the upper level is exactly that one of the dynamic modeling that everybody that works with computer knows that is at the center of whatever we've been doing since the beginning, not since today that we are discovering parametrics. It's since the beginning, that dynamic organization of data, that of information, that dynamic capability to constantly text and change and operate with what if proposition, etc., etc., was really the center of what we are doing, and the specific type of knowledge is the specific type of thinking that is so related with information technology. Exactly that aspect of dynamic modeling is the specific type of knowledge that we are working on. So, from this point of view, we all know that there are many type of models, and starting from the most simple one that are the spreadsheets, so on up to what we are doing today with parametric design and with all things that we know well. So, at the end, I think that it is important to say that the inputs resulting at the end of the process can be sent to a computerized machine to electronically produce concrete components of construction, what we are today. This process tends to reverse the type of thinking that was usual for the architects of the past. Really, I'm talking to a person of an older generation here. A script-generated form can be interrogated to understand what constructive, functional, bioclimatic characteristics it can effectively support. A cyclical process of hypothesis tests is generated in which the manipulation of the mathematical information are indeed the raw material of a radical new conception of architecture. The new generation of architects is working to understand how these mutable, interconnected, dynamic models representing the heart of the IT revolution could transmigrate into an architecture that would be their reification. That is a key concept for us. There is a constant exchange between instrument and the instrument is a challenge for us, and each instrument in the history of human thought is not a passive object, but is a challenge. It is also a way to create a very important dialogue between the challenge that instrument presents us and how our world has to be changed because of that. The telescope is the instrument by definition and is a challenge to the whole construction of the society just because of that. Even our perception of the world changed. And information technology is exactly an instrument. And so we are trying to reify, to create an architecture that in some way mirrors some of the aspects that we are learning in information technology. So if this research constitutes the horizon of a new phase of architecture, its raw material, the wellspring that feeds the research and moves in waves, ripples, eddies, and waterfalls is called information, the raw material of a new phase of architecture. So I'm, as you can imagine, I would have also liked to speak of many other things, particularly what we are doing and what are our current projects and publication, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that this was useful for the general organization of the conference. Thank you very much.